Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Today, ladies and gentlemen, what we are going to talk about is a real simple topic. What does family mean to you? You know, there's different people that are related to each other. There are people that are related by choice. There are people that are related by situation. But we all have a different interpretation of family and have different ways that we all look at family. Not saying that any one of those ways are wrong. I'm just really curious as to how do you see family? What does family mean to you? Are you and your family members close? Did you and your family members used to be close and you're not close anymore for whatever reason? Whatever situations that may have occurred in your life and in your time of interacting. So again, the question today is, what does family mean to you? Are they just some people that share your biological DNA? Or are they some people that you've been through all types of heck with? Are they people that you love and trust, or are they people that you barely know? Are they people that you are proud to know? Do you consider them your friends, or are they, again, just people that have happened to share the same last name as you? I've asked this question to a lot of different people, and I've gotten quite a few answers, some of them that surprised me, some that didn't surprise me. Actually, some of the answers I got from some people kind of appalled me. And unfortunately, I understand and didn't really think about it until I thought about some of the interactions that I may have had or have had with my own family. And I'm not talking about the family that I raised or, you know, my wife and my kids. What I'm talking about is I'm talking about those people that are like cousins and aunts and nephews and things along that line. You know, as far as me, and again, I know the show isn't about me, but I'm using me as an example, so I'm the experimental guinea pig today. Me, as far as my brothers and my sister, you know, we get along relatively great. Actually, we get along phenomenal. Unfortunately, I lost my youngest brother several years ago. He died at the age of 41, had a massive coronary sitting on his motorcycle, and I miss him very much. But I also love him very much, even though sometimes he did some stuff that I considered to be rather knuckleheadish. He never did anything with the intention to hurt me. He never tried to alienate me. We always had a pretty good bond. Again, like brothers, we had our ups and downs, but we never had our ups and downs to where we ever meant or even did anything wrong to each other. Okay, maybe some bills, not bills, maybe some money that was borrowed wasn't returned, but that was really a small thing in the scheme of it. So, again, and me and my sister, we're golden, and I'm very proud of her, have a lot of respect for her, and actually she just had her first child not that long ago, which is a beautiful thing. I'm very happy for her and her husband, and I think my mother is the most tickled about that whole deal. But anyway, the show really isn't about me. The show is about what does family mean to you? Do you have family members that have gotten in your way? They've tried to destroy your marriage or your relationship. Maybe put you in a bind. You know, I had a conversation with a gentleman actually just today, which was quite interesting. I was out and about riding on my two wheels, and I came across a gentleman that I haven't seen that often in quite a while. And we both, of course, ride motorcycles. He wasn't riding today, but in our conversation, it was really interesting. Because he was sharing not only stuff about himself and his family with me, but he was also sharing stuff about the people that he knows that consider themselves family, people that have grown up in the same neighborhood. And we were talking about pretty much a lot of the different dynamics, as in people that grew up together. So even though they may not be family by blood, they have interacted so much as children and know each other so well that it's almost kind of like their family because they know so much about each other. And the interesting thing about the conversation with him, and if anybody would like to chime in, they can, the interesting thing about him was he was basically sharing with me how this person wasn't crap, that person wasn't crap, this person had this and this going on. So he was kind of telling me a lot of the, I guess you'd call it the secret family, non-family, everybody grew up together history. You know, which family is crazy as H and which family isn't and who's as dumb as rocks and who's brilliant and who's the sweetest person that would do anything in the world for you. But it was really interesting and it really fit into the show. And the reason that it fit into the show is because his conversation, even though he didn't know I'd be talking about it today, added a lot of color to what I'm talking about. Because I'm sure that everybody that's listening to the show, be it live or archived, there's people that grew up with you that you know a lot of stuff about. Some good, some not so good. Some kind of sensational in some cases, and some not so sensational. And the fact of you knowing that information kind of puts you or could put you in a certain position, either a favorable position or a not-so-favorable position, as in you know the true story, you know the real secrets, you know what these people have done, when they did it, how they did it, maybe not necessarily why they did it, in some cases why they did it. So again, back to what I was saying, the show today is what does family mean to you? If anybody would like to call in, the number is 323-443-7471. Again, the number is 323-443-7471, and you can call in with a comment or a question. This is, for the most part, going to be an open forum, but if you choose not to participate and just sit back and listen, what I call being a voyeur of life, continue to be a voyeur of life. That's just fine. But anyway, as I was saying before, each of us are part of a family. Some of us are part of a nuclear family, a genetic family. Some of us are part of a family like the Marine Corps. All right, myself, I was a member of the, well, I'm a former active duty Marine, and I spent 22 years in the Marine Corps. I consider the Marine Corps, even though I know the Marine Corps is a machine, so to speak, I consider anybody that's in the Marine Corps part of my Marine Corps family. I'm a motorcycle rider. I consider anybody that rides a motorcycle part of my motorcycle family. Now, with each one of these families, just like an actual family, you have those people that are good with you and you have those people that are not good with you. You have those people or family members that you know and you have those people that you don't know. You have those family members that like you and you have those family members that can't stand the ground you work, you walk on, and if they could get their own air, they would breathe their own air. But again, today's show is about what does family mean to you. You know, how many of us have family members that you only see when it's convenient for them or when they need something or when something that they want to bitch about, they can bitch about it. Are you good with that? Are you not good with that? You know, some of us have family members that are the negative Neds or the negative Nellies. Some of us have family members that are the most positive people on the earth. Some of us have family members that will give you everything that they have and then try to find more to give you. Then you have some family members that wouldn't share a biscuit with you if you were starving. What does family mean to you? Some people will lie and die for their family. Some people would not do a thing for their family, would not do anything to help them in any way for any reason, especially if it's going to inconvenience them. So my question again is, what does family mean to you? Again, I can't only talk about myself. I can talk about a lot of people, but myself, I'm part of a very large family. However, even though I'm part of a very large family as far as number of people, we're not a very tight group. And the reason that I say we're not a tight group is, and I'm going to lay it on the line, I blame it on, or part of it, because everything's a choice, I blame part of it on my father's generation and the generation before that. Now, in my grandmother and grandfather's world, I never really saw their family that often. Every now and then, you know, they would have something where I'm originally from New York, where we would go to, let's say, Connecticut or something like that, even though they were originally from the Carolinas, you know, and we would get to see some of the extended family. But as life went on, as they got older, that connection that they kind of tried to maintain, and I understand that life happens, that connection got weaker, that thread got weaker. And as far as my grandfather's family, I don't ever really remember seeing too many of them at all. So the family members that I do believe that I remember were pretty much my grandmother's family. And, you know, it's really interesting. But then my grandmother and grandfather had several children. So even though they had several children, I'm assuming that there were some issues either between the brothers or between the wives. And there was a disconnect there. You know, I don't really remember my uncles and them ever really coming over or spending time in our house. So that's what was presented to me as a child. So since that was presented to me as a child, it could have kind of translated into my adulthood, but I saw that that was a problem and that the connectivity as us in a family wasn't there. So as a younger man and as a child, I tried to interact more with my cousins. However, that was not always reciprocal. I don't really know why. I'll probably never know why. But here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. The sins of the father are not necessarily the sins of the son or the daughter. Or should I say, the sins of the mother and father are not necessarily the sins of the son and daughter. So I tried to visit and interact with the other members of my family. However, that didn't seem to go over that well. Now, me personally, I was one of the oldest. So as one of the oldest, there wasn't a whole lot of people, you know, for me to use as role models. So the role models were the people that really weren't interacting. And as I got older and went in the Marine Corps and was traveling and moved out of the state in which most of us grew up in, I tried to make it a point of interacting with people, but found that people really weren't interactive. Perfect example, I had one cousin, actually two cousins, that actually lived in the same pretty much town as I did for several years, and I didn't even know that they lived here. I didn't know that they had moved into the area. However, where I moved has always been known. And don't get me wrong, I wasn't the cousin or the brother or anything that always needed something, always wanted something. I was never in trouble. You know, I was always more of an asset than anything else, and I'm not saying that just because I want to seem like I'm important. What I'm saying is that, you know, I pretty much took care of myself and took care of my responsibilities. So I never needed help or aid. You know, I wasn't a negative person. However, on several occasions, I've had family members, and this is just me personally, that have been less than a mile from my house and have spent an entire weekend basically not further than a mile, about a mile, maybe a mile and a half from my house, yet I've never didn't see them. I hear about the fact that they were here after they leave, yet you get people that want to share negative and unnecessary stories with people. And I know that there's people on the phone that are, excuse me, people on the show right now that are feeling me and understanding exactly what I'm saying. Well, I have a message for everybody that's out there, and this isn't about what happened with me and my family. This is a message that I think everybody should listen to because I think everyone can benefit from it. Whether you experience success or you experience failure, most of us didn't do it alone. If you alienate yourself from the people that are your blood, the people that you're supposed to care about as per the way that we're supposed to be raised, the people that you grew up with, who are you really alienating? You're alienating yourself. You're also weakening your own position. It's really not about stuff, ladies and gentlemen. It will never be about stuff. It will always be about that connection. It will always be about that unity. It will always be about people working together as one. And you being jealous, or you trying to hoard your family members, or you trying to get all the attention, that just shows what type of a person you are, what type of self-esteem you don't have, and what type of self-esteem you do have. That same person shouldn't see you just at a funeral. They should see you at a family function. They should see you when they get invited to your house. They should see, or you get invited to theirs. They should see you at other functions. You know, ladies and gentlemen, those of us that don't have a strong family unit usually have a weak family unit, and that weak family unit translates into other things that we do. It's shared with our children, as our children don't see that family interaction, so they don't think that it's important. They don't think that it's something that they need to do. They only focus on the family that they see and the family that they know. And again, you focusing on your family is all fine and well. However, if you don't bond with those family members, then again, you're weakening your position. You guys have something in common. What you have in common is a grandmother, a grandfather, a bloodline, a DNA link. However, it shouldn't be that someone outside your family, outside of your your gene pool, should be closer to you or more trustworthy than somebody that's in your gene pool. So I'm going to be honest with you. I don't understand it. You know, I remember many a times I'd go to visit people and would let them know I'm going to be coming to their state. Again, just swinging by to say hello, wave my hand at you, as Brother Herb would say, which is a friend of mine. However, most people are so busy being busy that they're truly missing what's important, and they're truly missing opportunities. Even some of us that are members of clubs, some people are more loyal to a club that's not loyal to them than they are to their own family. Just like people that like a sport, how can you know more about some football player that doesn't know a basketball player or a hockey player or a baseball player or whatever, tennis player, that doesn't know you from a can of paint, yet you know more about that person than you do about your own family, your own children in some cases, your own wife. Family is a precious thing, and it's something that gets weaker as you stretch it further. And it's not about distance. It's not about money. It's not about education. What it's about is it's about choice. When you choose not to be involved with your family, then you've made a choice not to be involved with what could have been one of the strongest links and connections that you could have ever had. When you choose to put people in front of the people you call, of the people that are your family, all right, be it it's your boo or whatever, you're causing a chasm between yourself and people that really could care about you that may never be mended, may never be healed, may never be fixed, no matter what you do. When you violate the trust of people who truly care about you, and I'm talking again about family, and in some cases, people that have done enough stuff to where they can be considered family, don't expect them to forgive you. Don't expect them, not saying that they won't, but don't expect them to forgive you. Don't expect everything to be okay because now you've come to your senses. Because again, you made a choice. And clearly, that choice was not them. You know, I was listening to a young lady the other day, and she was talking about her and her boo are out doing this, 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 and this. And I thought it was really funny because in my mind, I was thinking to myself, okay, about 2 years ago, you and your boo, which definitely don't look like your boo today, were out doing this, that, that, and this. That's a self-esteem thing, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to step on anybody's happiness. Your happiness is your happiness, and whatever you do that trips your trigger, by God, have a good time and be good in it. But let's see things as they are. Is your boo really your boo, or is that your boo for now? Is the person that you're putting all this time and energy into, Are they really somebody that gives a crap about you, or are they somebody that gives a crap about you because it's convenient for them today? What's going to happen tomorrow? You know, your family is your family forever, but your friends are by choice. Your friends are by you deciding that these are people that you want to associate with. And some of us, let's be honest, we just choose poorly. Be it that we got rid of a friend that we shouldn't have gotten rid of, or we got a friend that we shouldn't have got, or we don't see the signs or pay attention to the clear and obvious signs that are put in front of us every day. You know, when I join an organization, when I'm dealing with my family, when I'm interacting with different people, this is what I expect. I expect a certain level of trust. I expect a certain level of loyalty. I expect a certain level of just being around. Being a friend doesn't mean that you have to be in somebody's face 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you do need to be a person of character and not a character. Many of the people that are in our families and many of the people that we associate with, many of the people that we consider to be family, they're characters. They're not people of character. So you need to call a spade a spade. You need to see it as it is and then deal with it accordingly. Now, I'm not saying disown your family. I'm not saying single anybody out. But what I'm saying is that if people are going to do right by you, they're going to do right by you. If people aren't going to do right by you, then that's fine. But you need to know that, and you need to deal with them accordingly. Didn't say disown them. Just said look at your priorities. Where is it going to lead you? Where is this relationship? Where is this association? Where is this connectivity starting and ending? Has it even started? Is there really a level of connectivity, or is it all in your mind? Are you living a fantasy? Many of us are living a fantasy. We think that people care about us that don't really care about us. We're thinking that people that are important that don't see us as important. And this is how I see it, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't see me as important, then why should I see you as important? Especially when I started out seeing you as important, seeing you as an intricate player in the story that has me as a character in it, as a person that's playing in this particular act. Because if my part doesn't see light, then guess what? I clearly don't matter. So what I want you to think of is I want you to think of you and in some cases your family. Are you somebody, let's look at it like making a film, are you somebody that's in the movie, or are you somebody that's in the movie but you're laying on the cutting room floor? There are many people that call us family, that consider themselves family. However, those people that are supposed to be family are on the cutting room floor. Nobody ever saw them because they never made the cut. And that's just how I look at it. In your family, in your organization, in your group, do you make the cut? Are you somebody that's treated equally? Are you somebody that's getting playtime? You know, or are you just an extra? You know, there's a show that used to be on called Star Trek. You know, they've made a bunch of Star Trek since, but, you know, it was always funny. They would say, you know, the people in the background, you had the lead players, and then you had the extras, you know, the guys in the back. Well, the guys in the back, you always knew when they went to a new planet who was going to get killed first. It was always the guys that didn't have a name. You knew Uhura and Kirk and Spock, and those guys were going to be okay because they were the main characters. But if you had another person that didn't really have a name, you pretty much knew, okay, they're just one of the tag-alongs. They're one of the guys that's going to get eaten by a monster or disintegrated or something like that. Or something crazy was going to happen to them that was going to be detrimental to them being able to be continued. So my question to you is, are you one of those family members that's family when it's convenient, but when it's time to show you, when it's time for you to get your bit, you're on the cutting room floor, we cut you. So nobody ever sees you, nobody knows you're there, you're an insignificant? Or are you like one of those family members that's like the extra guy in the back? You know, like when you go to a war movie, you notice the guys in the back that don't have a name, pretty much those are the expendables. They're kind of like the extras. They're the guys that are going to die or get blown up or something like that. And here's the next question. Are you comfortable in that position? Is that where you want to be? or do you feel as though you're being cheated? Do you feel as though you're being taken for granted? You know, life is too short to be little. So why is everybody accepting that position if that's not where they want to be? Also, yes, there is strength in numbers, but there are strength in numbers that work together and that are on the same mission. A lot of us may be on the same team, but we're not playing the same game. A lot of us may be on the same team or may be wearing the same jerseys, but we're not on the same team. Are the people in your family on your team? Are the people that you are trying to win with people that want to win? Some people just want to wear the jersey. Some people just want to wear the colors. Some people just want to say that they're part of the group. They don't plan to participate. They don't plan to help. They don't plan to be of service or to be of help in any way. So there's a number of things that we need to look at when we look at whose family and what family means to you. What are you doing to help your family grow and develop? What are you sharing with your children? What are you putting in their heads and what are they hearing from you, directly and indirectly? Are your actions speaking the same thing that your mouth is speaking? Don't get it twisted. There's people out there that are family members of yours that mean you no good. And there's people out there that you may think mean you no good that mean you every good on the planet. There's also some people out there that may think that they're doing what's right for you but may not. You have to evaluate it. Just because you grew up with someone doesn't mean that you know them. Just because they're your ancestors and you grew up in the same house and all of that stuff doesn't mean that it's somebody that's truly got it out to help you or to be of help to you. You know, some of the people that you know the best are actually your biggest strangers. So again, you know, I left some quotes on the site and some other information. But again, the main question here is what does family mean to you? And that's a question that I can't answer. Only you can answer what family means to you and if they're important or if they're not important or if they're important to you but you're not important to them. That's another thing to look at. So again, looking at it as the lead players in a movie and whether you made it to the cutting room, past the cutting room floor to the actual big screen or not, that's a big deal. I know a few people that have been in movies and you'll never see them. You know why? Because their bit didn't make it past the censors. Their bit didn't make it past the time restraints. Their bit got cut because they weren't seen as important. Don't be a bit player in your own movie. Don't be a bit player in your own role. The greatest thing that you have is family, and sometimes the worst thing that you have is family. So my suggestion to everybody is choose your family and your friends wisely. Choose your family and your friends wisely, and do what's right. Do what's right for yourself, do what's right for your kids. And understand that some of the people that are your tightest and most dedicated family members may not share your DNA. So, you figure it out. You decide what's going on. You have a real talk with yourself and then go on accordingly. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for your time, thank you for your patience, and thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. If any of the shows are shows that you truly like, please share them with any and everyone that you think will get something out of it. And as always, we hope that we bring you information and topics that make you think, make you say, make you reevaluate some of the things that you're looking at and come up with the right answers that fit whatever's going on with you. So take care, be well, and we wish you every success. Take care. Oh, and today, and it's going to be the 4th of July, 2014. Have a happy holiday and safe. Be well.